Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Wednesday, January 7, 2026. The U.S. dollar is trading in mixed ranges this morning as markets continue to assess the geopolitical landscape. The ongoing operation in Venezuela remains a key focus, alongside the surprising announcement that the United States intends to negotiate a purchase of Greenland. On the domestic front, private employment numbers released earlier today came in below expectations. This is the first indication that the labor market may be rebounding slightly slower than anticipated. Traders are now turning their attention to public sector employment data, which is set to be released this Friday. Later this morning, at 10 a.m. Eastern, we'll also see the release of additional key data, including ISM services and durable goods orders. These reports will provide further insight into the health of the U.S. economy. Turning to commodities, volatility continues to dominate the market. Oil prices are on the decline following news that Venezuela will transfer between 30 and 50 million barrels of oil to the United States, valued at approximately $2.8 billion. Meanwhile, precious metals like gold and silver have snapped their recent winning streak, adding to the mixed sentiment in the markets. The euro is starting the day lower against the US dollar. This comes after a preliminary consumer price index release for December that was slightly soft but largely in line with expectations. While this data doesn't point to any immediate surprises, it does leave the door open for the European Central Bank to consider a rate cut in the near future. Such a move could delay further policy divergence from the Federal Reserve, at least for now. Meanwhile, the Australian dollar is also down against the US dollar following an overnight CPI release that met expectations. While inflation remains above the Reserve Bank of Australia's target range, this data has reduced the likelihood of a February rate hike by approximately 6%. However, all eyes will be on the fourth quarter CPI report due at the end of January. If inflation comes in higher than expected, the RBA may have no choice but to raise rates. Before we wrap up, here's what to watch for this week. The U.S. non-farm payrolls report will be released this Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. This is a key indicator of labor market health and could set the tone for the dollar heading into next week. That's it for today's daily market update. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve. Have a great day! Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.